All right, guys, welcome back to the Stephen Jones Show. Welcome back to the pod. Definitely subscribe on Spotify or Apple Music. Today, we're going to talk about life insurance, in particular term life insurance, and how much you should take out. And that's the difficult question I think everyone has, how much do I take out? So, Mark Banks, thank you for joining me. We'll kind of answer some questions for you. So what questions do you have about term insurance, Mark?
I think the biggest question most people have is, you know, how much is enough?
How much life insurance should you get?
Yeah, how much should you get?
All right, so I'll talk about term insurance. Obviously, I'm the founder of JungAgency.com, and it's an acronym that I came up with, actually. A partner came up with, a colleague, and probably borrowed it from her. It's called DIME. First and foremost, we're going to look at your debt, your income, your mortgage, and education, if you have any children. So, Mark, do you have any debt? You have no debt, Mark, right?
Just a $500,000 mortgage.
Oh, okay. So debt. How much income do you make, Mark, a year?
$120,000.
Okay. So income, you want to do at least 10 minimum. Let's just do 10 times minimum in this situation. So that's $1.2 million.
Okay.
And you have a $500,000 mortgage, right?
Yep.
That's us at $1.7 million. And how many kids do you have? You and your beautiful wife? So $150,000 per child. So you're looking at $2 million. You're going to need $2 million of term life insurance for this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Education. So let's just run a scenario with you. Great thing about our company is that we have 70 different life insurance companies that you can shop. So your situation, dime, debt, income, mortgage, education, based upon your situation, you need $2 million of coverage. Easiest way is to make sure that you get the best possible rate for term insurance. Term insurance is a commodity for the most part. So thing with our company, working with JungAgency.com, you're able to shop 70 different life insurance carriers. The more carriers you have, the better rate you will have, and the more good possibility you will get approved. So all you have to do is you will go to this website, JungAgency.com. You'll click get a quote. We're going to do life insurance, right? And we want term insurance, right? And you're a male. July 24th, 93. So you're 30. And you are in excellent health. And you do not smoke. You're a U.S. citizen. And your zip code is 90230. And then we want $2 million. Of life insurance. So obviously we do different things, 20 years, 30 years. Your kids are relatively young, but let's just say we do a 30 year. We'll shop all the different opportunities. I mean, as you can see through our database. Wow. So $95.23 for a $2 million policy with one of our carriers. You can apply here. Or free agent support. Obviously, we have these different carriers as well. $96. And different carriers. So that's a preference based upon you. When we show the top six, show a couple more here as well. But we have huge amount of different carriers. So let's just say you want to go 20-year. $95 a month. Apply the filter. That's what 20 year looks like. Wow, $60. $61 will get you $2 million of coverage for 20 year coverage. And you need agent support here as well. Change the metrics as well. So in this situation, a little cheaper on this side. And obviously, we are the professionals that are going to break down and ask you the questions and see if you qualify. Based upon your health, are you truly excellent, or maybe you think you're not excellent, but you are excellent? So pretty easy, right, Mark?
Yeah, super simple.
So what do you like about this website? What's the value add by going here to junkagency.com and then pricing out for yourself.
Well, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you're kind of like taking away the screen and just seeing kind of the behind the scenes of what's going on. So you can see, you know, full transparency, you know, what companies are offering the best rates. And then it just, obviously you need a professional to underwrite this because, you know, we're not just sales agents. We're not just trying to sell your product. We're also field underwriters. So part of our job is, you know, assessing your personal situation because these numbers may look great, but that isn't guarantee that you would qualify for that particular product or with this particular company. Another great advantage of having so many companies is that there's a wide range of handlings for different types of ailments. You know, a company like John Hancock, you know, has products curtailed to people who have diabetes. And they have different offerings for that and different discounts if you, you know, take part in certain programs, things like that. So that's the value add. I mean, a company like Forrester's that, you know, will still give you term even if you have COPD. That's why you truly need a professional. You can't just go on here because what's going to happen is if you kind of just at will, at random, go and apply with these companies, you get declined with one company, that's going to affect your ability
to get insurance from another carrier. That's another thing. Right. I think people have to be really, really cautious when they apply to an insurance company because they have a database. When you get declined, they inform all the other life insurance companies that you've been declined. So therefore, they're going to be more strenuous in terms of underwriting. So we like to really make sure that we find the company that you're going to get approved with, because if you get declined, it's going to create a lot of problems. But we've had situations where people got declined, we get approved somewhere else, we get the exception, we can't explain, because majority of this is like AI, right? Majority of this underwriting is AI. AI makes mistakes, right? They see, oh, you got declined from this company, so we should just decline you by default, opposed to there was a mistake and we had a case in that situation with that. So I think that's the value out of the Jung agency. We can help you with that. So it's pretty basic. Let's just say, Mark, you decide on this. So you go protective. I just had a client that did this policy, actually. $2 million policy, 20-year term. It's pretty nice. You go here, work with the agent. And then you just fill this out. And you're not a real, I'm not a robot. And then they'll get processed to my team, to us. You can call us. You can chat with us. I am interested. And then we'll get that message as well. So it's really, really great. I love iLife. You can do a lot here. And then if you want to just send me an email for a term. And it'll send you an email. So it's very convenient how you want to communicate with us. Is it a text message? Is it an email? Is it a phone call? I think it's very intuitive because everyone's a little different in terms of how they want to communicate with that. So, hey, guys, very important, guys, that you get the best rate, the best program. Work with a financial professional. Don't just click on ads because you think it's cheap on Instagram or Facebook. Really do your shopping. There's a lot of companies out there that shop for you. There's like Policy Genius, SelectQuote. I've done some research. They have like 10 to 15, but we have the most robust carrier offering, and term insurance is a commodity. So therefore, it's pretty much all the same. So you want to make sure that you're shopping with 70, not 15. If you really want to get the best rate for yourself, because this is something you might pay for 30 years. I mean, that's a lot of premiums you could be saving. I saved a guy, one of our clients, like 50% on their term insurance. He was shocked.
Wow.
And same thing, A+ carrier, A+ carrier. And he's saving, you know, like 50% on his premium. So
a couple very, very important things to look at. And this is, again, why you want to work with a licensed professional is you might see two plans that are similar in price, but very different in terms of the benefits that go along with the riders in particular. Also the convertibility of those terms.
Living benefits too. Living benefits as well.
Living benefits. So you want to think about, okay, you know, if I get a $2 million plan, you know, I have this need, this mortgage for the next 15, 20, 30 years, you know, maybe I don't need this much coverage. And when that term ends, obviously this is, it's going to go up in price and it may be unaffordable. A lot of companies offer the ability to convert that term into whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's not always apples to apples when you have two companies that have the same premium, because companies like NLG, you know, Foresters, Americo, they offer living benefits that will actually pay out in the event of terminal illness, chronic illness, critical injury, cancer diagnosis. Those are important features to have. And you don't want to be in a situation where you just got a plan just because it was cheap and you didn't look deeper and find out what were the offerings, because you could be paying less and getting more benefits, which is crazy to think, but.
Or paying the same and getting all this extra living benefits, which if you get cancer or if you get critical injury and you get, you know, you're going to pay out a good size of that face amount and just pay you while you're living. So you don't have to die in order to actually get paid out on some of these policies that have living benefits. So we always ask them, is living benefits important to you or not? Majority of our clients that we work with want living benefits. And a lot of insurance companies do not have living benefits. We have a few companies that do have living benefits. And we're obviously, that is a huge difference, because if you have a $2 million policy and you get critically injured, and if you can make, I don't know, $400,000 payout, whatever that may be, based upon how long you put into the contract, but that's huge. That can really, something you can use while you're, even a term policy. People are unaware that even term policies have living benefits, not just IULs or whole life.
Yeah, that is huge. I mean, you imagine being in the 19th year of your term and finding out that it's not convertible and you have some illness, and then you won't qualify after the end of that term for another term or even for whole life at that point. So it's very important that you find a plan that's convertible, has living benefits, because that's going to make all the difference. It's all about planning, and this is something that you want to pay attention to. I would say above anything else, make sure that it's got living benefits, make sure it is convertible, and then obviously the price has got to make sense. You know, financial strength is also very important as well. You want to make sure you're working only with an A-plus rated company. I mean, that's...
So, Mark, I'm realizing now, I spoke with a couple of colleagues or professionals that you got to do, we do life insurance reviews, and some people might took out a life insurance policy 2 or 3 years ago, and it's the life insurance industry, I know it's boring, but it's changing. Policies that taken out 5 or 10 years ago or 20 years ago are much different than they are today. Living benefits is like a new thing that they didn't have 5 years or 10 years or even 3 years ago. So
yeah,
definitely we can help you look through your policy. And if you have a great plan, that's great, keep it. But if there's value add, maybe changing your plan, you know, that might be a possibility. We do that for some time. We've had situations where they've only had the policy for a year or two, and they're saving like 15-20%, or they're getting value add with living benefits with this program, yep, with this carrier, instead of no living benefits.
I've run into that a lot. I mean, especially whole life as well, where, you know, people are confused about when does coverage actually start. You know, you want to find a plan that's going to give you coverage day one. Those are all important things to ask your financial advisor. Just in your situation, I mean, guy saved, what was it, like 40, 50 bucks a month on his plans, you know, just switching, and got more benefits out of it.
The thing is, like, most people, they're not going to be like, they're going to go to a broker, maybe, if they're lucky. Not many people go to brokers, but then they're going to have shop like two or three or four. And they're probably going to go to someone who's they're comfortable with. Like, we never get comfortable. We're always trying to find better products, better pricing. Even though we have to learn a new system, so be it. We learn something different. A lot of brokers, man, I'm telling you, they want to do what's easy. And you are like me, you're like nuts. We're like, if you have to learn a new system, how to submit the application, it is what it is. We gotta learn.
Trial and error.
Of our
trial by fire.
So yeah. I think that's great. I mean, you want to find someone that's fighting for your health insurance, your term insurance, your whole life, making sure you get the most accumulation with your IUL. making sure that you get the best index or fixed index annuity. Those things need a financial professional, someone who's obsessed with return and making sure that your clients are coming out on top and getting the most yield they can possible for what they're paying. And I think a lot of our clients really, really appreciate the fact that we care about that. And
also, if you have a few health issues, it really comes into play, because let's say, you know, someone tells you, oh, you can't get term. That might not be the case, because they might not be able to offer you term, you know, because the offerings that they have, the companies that they work with, you know, they can't qualify you. But we have such a wide range of companies that will, you know, approve different situations, and they'll take a deeper look. Some companies just have a better understanding of how certain illnesses advance. Yeah. And because of that knowledge, they're better able to underwrite policies and approve more people. So, you know, that's another huge value of having a broker. I mean,
I know, because I've had situations where we've had two different insurance companies within $1 of each other, but we choose the other one that gets approved. Instead of going the other way, we go, dude, this is going to get rated and it's going to be a nightmare to get approved. Right. And they're not going to pay what you actually applied for, because they're really stringent on underwriting. So it's trying to find not just the right price. Yes, the right price, but can we get it approved at the best price? Approved is something completely different.
Yes.
Another thing I want to mention, guys, Google reviews. If you Google us at Jung Agency on Google, 85 reviews. I'm very, very pleased to say we are a 5-star rated company. Our financial firm is 5 stars. I think that holds a lot of weight.
Yes.
I can say how great we are, but the reality is reviews are reviews. And the fact that 85 people, that's not a lot. We covered a lot more, obviously, people that we've worked with, but 85 people took the time to went to this website to do a review for us. I appreciate and thank you for that. Adrian just dropped one for us. But it's just something that's really important.
Something a client told me earlier is, like, they said, bad news travels fast and good news travels very slowly. So, shout out to you, Steven. I mean, you've been in the industry for a very long time, building this brand, building this agency. And I'm thankful for you take me on as a mentor. And that's 85. That's impressive. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube as well.
It's a lot of work, man. I'm crazy. It's a passion. Yeah. I mean, get the Jung Agency website to 1,000. That'll be the next goal that we're going to try to be doing. But at the end of the day, I want to do value. This is my name, my dad's name. Family tree, you know, I'm, you know, 33rd generation Jung. So I'm from South Korea, from Gyeongsang though. That's a lot of pride in my name. I want to make sure that I don't tarnish the name that was given. And you're all about that too, Mark. You're about respect and about honor and about, you know, doing what's best for people. And that's why we work so closely together. I'm really fortunate to work with you.
Amen, brother.
In that sense. And we believe in karma. We believe in doing good. We both have faith. We believe, you know, do no harm. All your family is all doctors. You know, what's the oath? Do no harm. I believe is one of the oaths of being a doctor. Absolutely. I believe.
You know, like, it's, I didn't really understand it. What it meant to, like, get into the medical field and, you know, take that oath and really, stick to that. I had an experience when I was a teenager, and, my mom is like all of 5'3", 5'4", maybe. And I remember we were in Columbus visiting some family, and the house across the street caught fire. And so we're all like outside, and we literally had to restrain my mom from running in the building and trying to save people. I'm like, Mom, and, you know, not to tell her age, but she's older. She had me at 42. You can do the math. I was a teenager at the time, but even still, she was trying to run into a burning building to go save people. I was like, wow, that goes deep, you know, that goes deep. So, like, you know, that's the shoes I have to fill. those are the shoes I have to fill. So, you know, I feel a deep sense of dedication to the community and to others and to, bettering those around me. And, you know, my chosen field was insurance, financial services industry. And for me, my burning building is seeing someone with no retirement plans, you know, the wrong insurance, headed for disaster, and I'm the only one that can save them. And, you know, every single time I'll run into that burning house because, you know, I have the ability. So it's, you know, what I was, you know, sent here to do, I guess. You know.
Yeah, so if you want to reach out to Mark, you want a guy who's passionate and cares for your clients, mark@jungagency.com, JUNG agency.com. You can shoot him an email, shoot me an email, any feedback, comment below, guys. If you need help or have any questions, we're here to add value and just educate the public about things. And that's why we do these different types of videos, from Medicare subs to term insurance, to IUL, to fixed index annuities. This podcast, when I started, is all about myself and doing stuff and living my life, one of my trades and where I'm traveling and my takes on Korea and all these different things. But now it's kind of evolved to adding value of financial information that you can take and pass along and think about. And that's our job, is to give you some curiosity to dig deep and do your own research. And we would love the opportunity to earn your business. And that's why I do these podcasts, because a lot of people, we do these podcasts, we have clients reach out to us and they say, I saw you on YouTube or on a podcast. And just if one person's affected, I'll continue to do these policies, do these videos, because it is value add. So guys, thanks again. Please subscribe. Stephen Jung, Mark Banks. I'm Jung.
I'm Banks. Time to level up your career. Let's go.